develop that over and circulate it. Do you have any questions of the CAO on that report? Counselor Johnson?
My only question is, I'm trying, is there any cross-reference between what 15-2 the document is and this unit here that we used to work from that basically talked to the same thing, but never really, we haven't dusted this off for a couple of months, so.
I've never seen it in my life, so I have no idea.
Probably great, it's probably great to go to the shredder then.
Yeah.
This one would replace that document.
But that one ended before January anyway. That one stopped with Richard when he stopped doing that before.
It might end in January, but there's a lot of red areas that haven't been touched, so.
Yeah. Well, I think.
So with this, if I may, with this report, they stay on here until they're dealt with.
Yeah, right.
So the ones that are on here that are complete, you'll see them today, like the first one, the next report, that disappears. So the ones that are on there that haven't been dealt with, it'll stay on there month after month after month.
Yeah.
And we can hold staff accountable. Why is that still on there 6 months from today and hasn't been dealt with?
Excellent.
Yes.
Yep, Deputy Unified, ma'am.
That was what I was gonna ask, is what relevance did this have to the our priorities?
Counselor Kelly?
How often will we get this?
Every month.
Once a month?
Yes.
At the first council, second Tuesday, fourth Tuesday?
I would suggest we would probably do it the first of every month for the previous month's 2 meetings or whatever.
Okay. Now, how do we know, though, that, have you been through all of the, I don't know how far you want to go back, but what have you done? Have you gone back through the minutes from our previous meetings to make sure we keep track of? Like, until we started getting this, I'm wondering who keeps track of.
I've only done January, February, March. I've been waiting for you back to that.
But how do you know we're not missing any actions or things to come back to council or things that staff are supposed to be working on from previous recommendations or motions that were made since we were elected?
The power and private sector.
Yeah, like
no, but that's a prime one. We're
what's in the budget now, but it's, yeah.
Are we basically starting fresh? Like, it doesn't mean that stuff may have fallen off that we are not aware of. Like, case in point is our youth advisory committee. How are we keeping, like, how are we?
She wants to go back a year and a half and
yeah.
And come up with 50 pages, so that's what it'll be.
But it won't be 50 pages if they've been completed. I'm looking for things that maybe have not been completed.
But we'll have to go through and document them all. So it will be 30, 40, 50 pages, and then we'll have to take all those to each staff member and see what's been done to see what actually has been done or not, and we'll check it off. So we still have to go through the whole process. We can't just, because I can't tell or Christine can't tell what's been done, we have to cut and paste every issue and go to each staff person to find out whether.
I can't believe that this is never, like, that we've never had a process to make sure that everything that council has ever brought forward to be completed, nobody knows whether it's been completed or not. Unless now, from January 2018.
Yeah.
From now. I mean.
What's the document that Councilor Johnson has?
It starts on the 13th of January 17, and the last entry into the log was July 17th.
So
July 25th.
So you weren't, is that a similar document to this?
Yeah.
The
first.
And
this is.
Okay, so you weren't getting updates before then. So.
Yeah, we were.
It stopped.
But we never, it was a beginning, right? Yeah, I mean, this was something that Richard initiated, and it was never sort of got up to standard as to be a regular thing that we talked about or that we went through or did. But I mean, I guess that would be good. Is there anything on there that's outstanding?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So we should be at least incorporating that in this, don't you think?
Some may not be relevant now, but they're still outstanding. They never ever got updated.
Pardon?
Well, they may be completed.
Well, that's what I said. I said, are there outstanding items on this on that format? And he said, yes, there are. So if there's outstanding items on that, then they should be on this, right?
If somebody wants to share them with, you know, glad to put them on the list.
Okay.
I don't have that. Don't have access to it.
I can give this to you hard copy.
Deputy Mayor.
Keep it coming.
I was. Basically, what we were getting were up
updates by email from the CAO too.
Yeah.
Bringing us up to date on council decisions and that sort of thing, so that might have replaced
It wasn't, yeah.
that, and then he used a different format to keep us up to date.
It was a bit hairy-fairy, but
yeah,
I'd like to have everything more in one place going forward now, because Chris is going to be here forever, so we're good. I feel comfortable with that now.
I like it.
He's not going to be here forever.
But I like this.
You'll be here as long as you say you're here.
Yeah.
Councilor Fisk? Did I not hear the CAO, Chris, state to us that we're going to copy this every month?
We get an updated list every month. So the
an
ones that are complete
list every month.
Will come off and
so
then
we're
we'll
on add. We're on the straight and narrow thing. We just go for kids. You got to go through 50, you have to go back through all this 50 pages?
Well, I'm suggesting that's not wise, but we have a list now that has the ones that are still outstanding that's already
there. Yeah. And it's not
yeah,
well,
then
bad.
We can add those to the list.
You sure there wasn't a gap there between, say, October and December? Because we had a...
Well, I'm sure there is, but...
No, we had a gap there from when
better,
Richard left and stopped doing
that,
and
right.
nothing happened for the time between
cool.
Richard and yourself.
Well,
right.
Councilor Johnson said it stops in July
of
2017.
Oh,
so
July
six
of 17.
Yeah.
Okay,
so 6 or 7 months in addition to this.
Okay. Could we go through that area?
But then there may be some from before that,
yes.
from last year before that, that are still red that we still have to address.
Yeah, okay.
Red or blank.
Or blank. Oh, there's a blank too.
Oh, there's blanks. And my caution, I would
yeah,
say,
so get the big bucks.
My caution is with this. It's just a quick snapshot review. We may be a run around the room at some time when we're having some general talks. Is to talk about when it's marked complete.
Or that area.
Check mark. Yeah, we did that. Or the quality. That what did we actually do? I'm big on that.
Yeah.
I found we did a lot of those. Yeah, we did that. What did we really accomplish?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's a question needs to be asked.
So I have Chris telling us that he'll have a look at the outstanding sheets and see that they're all completed and those that aren't will be added to the list. Thank you, Chris.
Paying big bucks.
Yep.
So are we happy with this? Implementation report at this point?
Absolutely. I love it.
So
yeah.
we move
Perfect.
On to 15.3, Union of Nova Scotia Municipalities Spring Workshop, May 10th to 12th
yeah.
in Yarmouth. So the question is, who on council would like to go to the UNSM in Yarmouth?
We did that.
Well, we had five, but we just want to confirm, make sure we have the right five and what they're going to require for accommodations for the full 3 nights and 2 nights. And then we'll make the do the registration. I just want to make sure that something hasn't changed from 2 weeks ago when we talked about it to today.
So I had indicated that I was right to this one. Councilor Mews?
No.
Councilor Kelly?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
No. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody going for the full meal
just
deal.
Reading the schedule.
So we'll book people for the Thursday night and the Friday night. That's the Mermaid Motel.
The rod was first.
It is the Mermaid.
I know.
So we'll register everybody and we will book those hotels. Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to 15.3. We do not have a significant amount of business, and we would like council's permission to suspend the town meeting on April the 17th in this regard. Do we have permission of council to suspend that meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. But it was shown that it was a consensus. We do not have any in-camera items today under 16.0, so a motion for adjournment would be in order.
So moved
by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Councilor Kelly. Any discussion? Are you ready for the vote? All those in favor of the motion? We are adjourned.
Yeah, go quick.
Oh,
what? Done with the
A.
Did
I use the hearing fairy sound?
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't remember. What, in what?
ones that we had done and ones we didn't have done, you do a little, the heavy, very, you know, just something.
That's Western.